Where we're standing, you can see that we've displayed it alongside the picture that we acquired in 1972, the death of Actaeon. Now, in terms of the story, that's the sequence. Titian painted them sequentially. He began the death of Actaeon at around the same time that he was working on this, but he never finished it. He's working on it for like over 10 years, and it was in his studio when he died. Now, if you look at the death of Actaeon, it's a dark, tragic picture. It's set in autumnal, earthy tones. Titian paints this picture when he himself is in the autumn of his life. You don't have to agree, I think that Titian began to understand this as autobiography, as coming to the end of his life and seeing himself subsumed into nature. And when we look at the great Diana surprised by Actaeon, the picture that we're campaigning for now, that's when young Actaeon bursts in on the naked goddess, surrounded by her nymphs. And for that brief moment, he realizes what he's seeing. He's been given a vision of the divine, knowledge of the divine. And at the same time as being given that knowledge, he knows there's a price to pay. And that price is in the next picture. So what we're seeing here, we're seeing like a play in two acts. We're seeing the first act with the great Edinburgh picture, the Duke of Sutherland's picture. We're seeing the final act with the painting that is already in the National Collection. So to allow this to go, to leave the country, it would be like just having, taking an act off a Shakespeare play.
But £50 million of public money, that'll go to the Duke of Sutherland. At a time of austerity, is this the best use of money?
It's not a lot of money. I just refer your listeners to, let's say, Jonathan Ross's salary. The thing is, we will have this picture forever. It's an investment. The money just doesn't, as public ownership, we're transferring £50 million into one of the greatest works of art on the planet. The investment, I think, is valueless. It's such a snip. The painting, were it to go on the open market, would fetch 3-4 times that amount.
And there's been this donation of £10 million boost towards the campaign from the Heritage Memorial Lottery Fund. What difference has that made to the campaign?
Oh, a great difference. We are delighted, beside ourselves with joy, because that's a huge chunk of 50 million. We were cautiously optimistic that we'd get to the 50 million. With that 10 million, of course, it just makes it so much easier.
A whole range of famous names in British art have supported the campaign, including Lucian Freud, Damien Hirst, David Hockney, Tracy Emin. What effect, is it possible to detect the influence of this painting on contemporary art?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because Titian, being one of the definers of world painting, every single artist since has to take account of him, consciously or subconsciously. I'll give you just one example. Alison Watt, who recently had an exhibition here at the National Gallery, was brought up in Edinburgh, was an art student in Edinburgh, would go in and look at this painting almost every day and really seriously engage with it. And the beauty of a collection like the National Galleries in Edinburgh, the National Gallery in London, is that we are free.